You are in the Torah. We together are studying through it, taking it in, little by little, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. The Torah is a light unto our path. The Book of Numbers, although the whole book is not numbers, there are quite a few details given to us here, especially in the beginning of the book, that involve numbers, the counting of people. And so we have God's finely ordered details and the instilling of the importance of details into his people, the people who would become known for being excellent managers of details, of all the fields that the Jewish people have excelled in. Numbers chapter 3, verse 40, Adonai said to Moshe, "Register all the firstborn males of the people of Israel, a month old and over, and determine how many there are." The counting of the firstborn males. Remember, the firstborn belonged to Adonai, because when the children of Israel exited Egypt, the firstborn of Egypt were killed. And God had told Pharaoh, "Israel is my firstborn. Therefore, if you won't let my firstborn go, your firstborn males will be killed." So in exchange, God now takes ownership of the firstborn male, the firstborn male of the animals as well, of the cattle. The firstborn belongs to him and to his service. And so a redemption price had to be paid for a family to keep their firstborn within their home. So the Lord asked for an accounting of what belongs to him, the firstborn males. Verse 41, "Then you are to take the Levites, the Leviim, for me, Adonai, in place of all the firstborn among the people of Israel, and the cattle of the Leviim, in place of the firstborn of the cattle belonging to the people of Israel." Moshe counted, as Adonai had ordered him, all the firstborn among the people of Israel. The total number of firstborn males registered a month old and over of those who were counted was 22,273. Adonai said to Moshe, "Take the Levites in place of all the firstborn among the people of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites in place of their cattle. The Levites are to belong to me, Adonai." Since there were 273 more firstborn males from Israel than male Levites, in order to redeem them, you are to take 5 shekels for each of these. Use the sanctuary shekel, which is equal to 20 gerahs, and give the redemption money for these extra people to Aaron and his sons. So in exchange for the firstborn, God is willing to accept as redemption a Levite in place of the regular firstborn of Israel. Except there was an overage, more firstborn than there were Levites. So there was to be payment made a redemption price given. The ancient rabbis taught that this redemption price was the sale price of Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers who rejected him. Joseph was the firstborn of Rachel, the wife of promise for Jacob, and that this 20 pieces of silver that was paid for Joseph by the slave traders is equal to this price of redemption for the firstborn. Interesting parallel. The children of Israel would continually be paying for the rejection of Joseph in the form of redeeming their firstborn. Much to be said about the firstborn. The firstborn, for God, is the people Israel. Firstborn of Rachel was Joseph, the Redeemer. The firstborn of Miriam and Yosef, the only begotten son of Adonai, was Yeshua. Give the redemption money, verse 48, for these extra people to Aaron and his sons. And Moshe took the redemption money from those who were over and above those redeemed by the Levites. The ancients taught that this was done by a lottery system, that Moshe wrote on the extra amount. He wrote little pieces of paper. Some said Levite, and the others said the redemption price. So if you picked one that said the redemption price, your family was required to pay that price. Verse 50, the amount of money he took from the firstborn of the people of Israel was 1,365 shekels, using the sanctuary shekel. And Moshe gave the redemption money to Aaron and his sons, in keeping with what Adonai had said, as Adonai had ordered Moshe. Torah 101, Daily.